This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
The real estate market seems to finally be rebounding a little bit. Prices are up. Interest rates are still down, which means Sunday afternoons are stacking up with open houses. Marketplace's Jim Burris reports that is welcome news to those who make a hobby of taking a peek at their neighbor's digs.
Real estate agent Sylvia Mallarino is hosting an open house in Atlanta's upscale Briarcliff neighborhood. It's been a good afternoon.
We had one kind of drive-by, but out of five or six parties come through, only one has been sort of what we call a looky-loo.
That's real estate speak for those who drop into an open house but have absolutely no intention of buying.
Are you looking for yourself or
Yeah, we're just kind of wondering.
Yeah.
Around.
Thinking about it.
Take 37-year-old marketing consultant Stephanie James.
I think once you get in the habit of it, it's a hard habit to break.
James says she steals peeks inside homes for sale as often as every weekend.
Wow.
On a recent Sunday, I tag along as she checks out this 5,500-square-foot home listed just shy of $1 million.
I didn't know you put urinals in residential homes. I think maybe because there's a pool table down here, it's a man cave.
James doesn't think her hobby of the past 12 years is any big deal. She laughs that she's a tad bit nosy in that stereotypical Southern kind of way. Upon entering the huge kitchen, Stephanie comments how she likes the intricate faux finish cabinetry and the antique-looking stove. She's not a fan of the lion heads carved into the kitchen sink.
You know, you wash your hands there and you put stuff down the disposal. I don't think I would spend the money to rip it out, but then you wonder if I did rip it out, could I sell it on Craigslist? Is there someone out there that might actually want this?
Part of the fun of an open house for Stephanie is looking at a home's decor and imagining the lives of the people who live there.
And then I think secretly you wonder, why are the people leaving? Because this looks like it's custom to them, probably built for them. So then I think there's part of you that starts to do the soap opera thing of, I wonder if there's an issue or a divorce or, you know, somebody gets transferred. So you kind of wonder about the why a little bit.
Stephanie says she always tells the listing agent she's just looking. But Emory University psychologist Nadine Caslow says looky-loodom can go too far.
I actually talked to a looky-loo this morning, somebody who I knew was one, and I talked to her about it. And it was interesting because her family views her as a looky-loo, but she doesn't view it that way at all.
Caslow says the person in question visits open houses every Sunday and is being treated for what she calls a confluence of psychological issues. But Caslow acknowledges we all have a bit of a healthy, voyeuristic looky-loo quality in us. Need proof? Just ask the millions who tune in every night to HGTV's House Hunters. Kathleen Finch is the network's general manager.
Who doesn't like to look in the windows of their neighbor's home and not be caught?
Finch says the concept is so popular, the network is developing more shows along the same line. For open house enthusiast Stephanie James, she's seen both sides of the coin. When her house was on the market a year ago, her agent said her Sunday open house attracted what the agent described as, quote, curious neighbors.
And then they would make comments to me that, oh, wow, I'd never been in your house before, but then you had an open house, and it's really nice in there. And these are people I didn't even really know. It was a little weird.
Are you familiar with the term looky-loo?
I'm not. But looky-loo to me sounds really negative. I hope I'm not.
I'm Jim Burris for Marketplace.